Hello, and welcome to AFM Ready. I'm your host, Kelly Miller, Recruitment Coordinator for the School of Accounting and Finance at the University of Waterloo. And every week, we'd like to focus on a new topic relating to the Accounting and Financial Management program. Today, we'll spend the next 20 minutes speaking with two AFM alum who started a new not-for-profit and vision, which is helping high school students navigate their university journey. Today on AFM Ready, we have two very special guests and alum of AFM, Jacqueline Sue and Anu Puri. Thank you both for being here today. Jacqueline, to start, can you tell us about yourself?
Hi, everyone. Great to meet you over the podcast. My name is Jacqueline Sue. I am a 2019 graduate from the AFM and Masters of Accounting program. Currently, I am in full-time in Deloitte. I actually did all my four co-op terms there, so two in assurance, two in tax, and for full-time, I returned as a senior tax analyst in our technology, media, and telecommunications group. So in that group, we do everything for startup and high-growth tech companies, from tax compliance to strategy and corporate restructuring. And beyond that, I'm actually an executive in Deloitte's Amplify group, which is a group of young professionals really pushing the initiative for educating people about tech and how we can incorporate that in the business world. So one of the biggest things I was involved with over the summer was being a part of the Fast 50 team. And Deloitte Fast 50 is actually an awards program that many local Waterloo startups actually ended up winning this year. And through that, we interview startups in order to determine whether or not they're the fastest 50 growing in Canada. So we ask everything from HR to their finances to where their strategy is going. So it was a really great opportunity to actually sit down as a first year full-time and actually learn about the companies through talking to CEOs, founders, and CFOs.
Wonderful. And Anu, how about you?
Hi, everyone. Thanks. Thank you so much for, first of all, tuning in to this podcast. I hope you were able to learn something. My name is Anu Puri, and I'm a graduate also from the Accounting and Financial Management program and the Masters of Accounting program. I actually graduated in the same class as Jacqueline, and I'm actually also at Deloitte, but funny enough, in a different role. My role is that I'm a consultant at Deloitte's Finance and Performance Group, and essentially what we do is we provide consulting services to the CFO function, and really, outside of my core role, I'm also involved with the Amplify group, similarly to Jacqueline. My passion for startups really actually started at Waterloo, and I was very excited to see that Deloitte also has engagement within the tech community within Toronto and also in the Waterloo regions as well. So I thought that was a fantastic fit, and I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit more about my story.
Now, usually I like to end with this question, but in this case, I think it's appropriate to formally start the podcast with, why AFM? Anu, why did you choose this program when applying to different universities?
Well, that's a great question, Kelly. And I think for me specifically, I actually grew up in Kitchener-Waterloo. So I literally went to high school down the street from the University of Waterloo. I actually ended up walking one time from campus back to my high school. It's actually doable to even kind of do that. And for me, just kind of growing up in Waterloo, I was able to see all the really cool things that are going on campus. I would always be fascinated by the different types of innovation and all this news that was kind of created this buzz around the University of Waterloo, and I wanted to explore it for myself. And when I actually went in, I was surprised by the commitment to experiential learning that the University of Waterloo provides, and specifically AFM as well. So what I mean by that is, not only do we have the co-op program, which allows you to go in and really just work in the workforce while you're in school and apply everything that you're learning from those school concepts into a real world job. Beyond that, it's actually, we have this opportunity to build on the different courses that we take. So I was actually able to use a lot of the first, second year courses that I took. And at the very end, in my fourth year, I was a part of this one course where we were essentially providing consulting services to a real world startup in Waterloo. How cool is that? So I thought that was really interesting, is not only were we able to just learn everything from school and apply it directly to work, but we're actually building on our learning itself. And I found that to be very interesting, on top of the aforementioned startup community that I found to be really cool as well. So I think that's why AFM for me.
And Jacqueline, how about you? Why did you choose AFM?
Yep. And Definitely for me, on top of the experiential learning, for me, what I found mattered to me the most as a grade 12 high school student was extracurriculars and how can I get involved? Because that ultimately is what defined me, I would say, from grade 9 to grade 12. So in order to do that, I actually took a look at the alumni base. So people who were years ahead of me in high school, who are now in university, what are they doing right now and how can I get involved? So I actually reached out to a lot of alumni that I once knew in high school, seeing what type of extracurriculars they were involved with. And in particular, when I landed on the alumni in Waterloo, I actually visited the campus and she was very involved with two things. So one was an organization called ACE Consulting Group. And within that group, actually funny enough, Anu and I were a part of it. We essentially were at the time a group of 16 students providing pro bono consulting and accounting services to startups within the Kitchener-Waterloo area. So it was a great opportunity to really marry what you learn in first year, like accounting 101 or intro to business strategy, into a real life startup as a first or second year student, which was amazing. But number two, she actually was a part of an organization called Hack the North. And for any of you who know anything about the hackathon community, Hack the North is Canada's premier hackathon. We're actually the largest in Canada. So when I visited, she was in the midst of actually planning for Hack the North. And funny enough, around 5 years later, after joining the University of Waterloo and AFM, I actually became a part of Hack the North in, as a director of finance. So that to me, being involved, seeing through the lens of real people who were 2 or 3 years ahead of me, really gave me a perspective of why I wanted to choose this program on top of, you know, the learning experience.
Do you have a favorite memory from your time spent within AFM or even EMAC?
Yep, absolutely. So that's such a hard question to answer because there's so many different memories. For instance, like going to Liquid Assets, which is our cafe and our School of Accounting and Finance building, or everyone, you know, studying for the CFE exam and having late nights together. But for me, I think my favorite moment, which really consolidated everything over the past 5 years, was when I was actually nominated by my class to be the valedictorian for our class of 2019. So it was an opportunity for me to not just share, you know, 5 years of experience within 5 minutes, but even leading up to the speech, I sat down with so many different people in our year to try to put their messaging and their experiences into those 5 minutes. And that gave me a chance to actually reflect on what happened in the past 5 years. So to me, that was a really great experience, and I had such an amazing time catching up with people across my program.
And Anu, aside from academics, what helped you prepare for life after graduation?
I think one of the factors was definitely what I already mentioned with the co-op program. I think co-op is fantastic, and I'm a huge advocate for it. I tell everyone that, you know, that is an opportunity. If you have a chance, whether you're not in a, if you are not in a co-op program and you have the chance to do an internship, I highly recommend it because it really prepares you for what's to come next. But on top of that, for me specifically as an AFM student, I thought the extracurriculars, as Jacqueline mentioned as well, were fantastic. Like, I had a chance to be involved with quite a few different organizations and meet a lot of cool people throughout my university career. And for me, I was involved within the SAF community itself through organizations such as ACE Consulting Group. And we also have actually an Accounting and Finance Orientation Week, which both, again, Jacqueline and I were actually orientation coordinators for that. So that was a really cool opportunity to be organizing an event for incoming first year students and really tailoring some of these events to them. And in addition to that, I was also involved with the Student Venture Fund here at Waterloo, which was, again, really, really interesting because you have this chance to essentially invest money into an actual startup. And it felt almost like I was on Dragon's Den to some extent, which was really cool. And really, SAF provides a lot of opportunities for you to get involved. But I think the greatest part about Waterloo is just the interactivity with people outside of your program and outside of your group itself as well. So I was actually involved with a bunch of different other extracurriculars such as intramural sports. I was actually the president for the cricket club here at Waterloo as well at a time. And I thought that was really interesting, just meeting people outside of my program. And, you know, I'm still in touch with those people today. And I touch base with them quite frequently, and it's great to be able to learn what's going on outside of your world too. And those contacts really come into they really still help me today, even after I've graduated, I think.
And were there specific skills that you learned while in the program that helped you to get to where you are today?
Yep. So funny enough, before I begin, this is kind of a plot twist to our story. Anu and I were actually best friends since high school, even though we went to two different high schools altogether. And because of that, naturally, we entered the same pathway. As you can see, we had the similar extracurriculars, but also similar full-time careers. And even beyond AFM, something that we actually started was a not-for-profit called AndVision. And I would say that all the skills that we learned from AFM, whether it was through the courses, the schooling, the classrooms, as well as the extracurriculars, really helped us pave a path to starting this not-for-profit. So what I mean by that, and exactly what is AndVision, essentially our vision for it is to allow future high school students to envision what a career or education will be like in business, and what particular skill sets we wanted to utilize that we learned from being in AFM and MAC is that for me personally, being part of Student Venture Fund, I actually was part of the founding team of the Venture Fund. So through that, we had to really establish things like bylaws or rules, but as well as how do we start a website. So our not-for-profit, I actually started our website for us. But as well, something that's super important that you'll probably learn in AFM is learning about, you know, mission, vision, and values within the organization. So whether you learn that through the Masters of Accounting Leadership Program, or you learn that through the organizational behavior course that you learn in second year, but as well in Hack the North, when I was a senior finance director, I played a big role in actually doing research and communicating, interviewing with a lot of people about our mission, vision, and values. So if you take a look at our website, which hopefully we can share later on in the podcast, that is that practice I went through in the AFM program and extracurriculars really helped us in navigating how do we actually find a problem with a solution that we want to start with, but as well as understand who we are, what we value, and how the decisions we make need to abide by that.
Anu, how about you?
I think just to build off of what Jacqueline has already said, for me specifically, it was the concept of actually creating a business plan, which was just something that I don't think looking back in grade 12, I would have been able to imagine myself doing something similar to that. Actually looking into, you know, what are the different pieces that go into a business plan? What is essentially your main offering? And really, that's something you learn in first year at the University of Waterloo as well. And it just kind of builds from there. So that was one piece. And then actually being able to go out and conduct primary research to be able to solicit some feedback and even pitch our idea to investors, although we haven't done it to investors at this point because we're not seeking any sort of funding and stuff. But at the same time, we are still trying to pitch an idea and get feedback. And I think those skill sets that from both the Student Venture Fund and courses that we've taken were really critical to being able to for us to even launch this this enterprise, essentially.
I really like this concept that the both of you came up with, this AndVision concept. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah. So how I'd like to start that off is really talking about our mission statement or vision, let's say, which is we believe every student deserves the power of information. So what we mean by that and how we came up with this is because we realized when we were grade 12 students, we had no clue what it meant to be in a business program in university. And in fact, probably the most we ever learned was through the grade 12 or grade 11 accounting course we took. So there was a really limited amount of information that we were provided. And if you even take a step back further, I have a lot of friends, even my brother, who pursued a career in an education in STEM. So he went to medicine, I have friends going to engineering. And if you see what type of opportunities they have high school hackathons nowadays, which allows them to learn from industry experts over a long period of time, as well as how to execute a business from a tech perspective. they also have things like Shad Valley, where they are going on, you know, a couple of days of an excursion, I would say, to kind of learn more about starting a business, but also dive into deeper when it comes to STEM related education. But for business students, what really was there? And for us, in order to understand whether or not this problem was actually still something that existed 5 years after we graduated, we actually had, when you mentioned, we did a lot of primary research. We interviewed both current undergrad students as well as high school students to understand, is this really a problem? Because ultimately, we wanted to fall in love with the problem before we came up with a solution. And lo and behold, it was actually a problem that we knew existed based off of our research. So what EndVision is, we essentially are providing information to students in order to address that information gap that we didn't have when we were in high school. And how we're doing that, we actually yesterday launched a dashboard called our vision board. And within this dashboard, it allows you to essentially filter out based off of different criteria. So your grades, your location, whether or not you want experiential learning, and we'll basically showcase to you what business programs are available to you in first year within Ontario. And we're hoping to actually expand our offering, not just from this vision board, but to future blogs and maybe even more experiences that Anu will probably talk about later.
Anu, what's your vision for EndVision?
That's a great pun on it in itself. But for me, I think really, and our goal together as a team is really to just come up with a community. We want to build a community where people who are interested in business can just access information, which is essentially timely and also free from bias. I think a lot of times when you're going through high school, I remember when I was going through high school and looking at the different programs to apply. For me, fortunate enough, I knew about the AFM program because I was local. But a lot of times there's just information overload and you don't really know where to go. And for us, it's really, we're trying to streamline that for students so that, first of all, they can look at things in an objective manner. They can see all the different programs that are out there from the vision board itself. Also get access to individuals who have gone through their shoes before. So through the vision blog, we are really just hoping that we'll be able to interview some people who have, once applied to these same programs and now have graduated or are currently going through those programs, how to potentially save on how to potentially get some scholarships and really other aspects that are top of mind for these high school students that are transitioning from high school to university, because it is quite a transition. We know how difficult it is to go from grade 12 into first year, and it's a completely new world. But I think these small initiatives will really, really help and kind of ease that transition process for students. And I think in the future as well, we're looking at potentially creating something like a boot camp where we can, again, hold some workshops and host some panels of speakers and really just bring people in to learn more about the business school sort of process and what some of the norms are, but also the different career opportunities you can have by just going through any of these programs. So with AFM specifically, although it's not marketed that you can go into marketing or you can go into consulting, you have this option really as a student to build on that experiential learning and kind of go and explore different career paths. And I think that's the really interesting part about the business world and business schools in general, is that you're able to kind of it's very fluid in terms of being able to move around and experience a lot of different areas. So we want to communicate that to students. And I think and I hope really that EndVision will be able to do that.
And how can they find out more information?
Well, for one, check out our website. It's finally live. So I highly recommend going to andvision.ca. So that's andvision.ca. And you'll be able to check it out, see our vision board, and also sign up for staying in contact with us. And this applies for both current high school students, students that are currently in university, and also graduates. We're looking for people to get involved again, because the whole idea is to create a community. And actually, we also have a LinkedIn page, so you can follow us on LinkedIn and stay tuned for some of the key updates. And as always, I think one of the main pieces of any startup really is to keep improving. And because this is still an idea, really, we want to hear if you have any suggestions. I already actually both Jacqueline and I received some messages yesterday after we launched about ideas to make Envision even better. And I thought that was fantastic. So if you have any ideas whatsoever, we're all ears. We really just want to help people. And I think that's the whole goal of this initiative to begin with.
Thanks for listening to our AFM Ready podcast. For more information about the AFM program, you can go to our website at uwaterloo.ca/SAF, or you can always check out our AFM Ready website, where you can chat with current students, read student experience blogs, watch tons of videos, plus so much more. All you need to do is click the link in the description box. Until next time.